Live from where we do podcasts, it's the best of 2019 in remakes, reboots, and revivals. And now, your hosts, Nicole and Rolando.
Hey guys.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here.
Just thank you for you. So we've been doing this podcast for over a year now, and we started in September of 2018. But because we did a complete year in 2019, we thought we would do a fun recap of all of our favorite remakes, reboots, and revival properties of the past year.
It's true. This is our first time we've actually covered the podcast for a full year. Mm-hmm. And in this year, we've covered how many remakes, reboots,
22 or revived? 22 properties.
That's a lot of properties that have been remade, rebooted, and revived in 2019. Yes. And we've missed, I think, like a handful.
So the nominations for all of our awards are properties that we covered as episodes. Mm-hmm. So the nominees for all of these categories will be Mary Poppins Returns,
What Men Want,
Carmen Sandiego,
Dumbo,
Arrested Development,
The Twilight Zone,
Pet Sematary,
The Hustle,
Aladdin,
Men in Black International,
Child's Play,
I've gotten all the worst ones, The Lion King,
It Chapter 2,
Rocko's Modern Life,
The Dark Crystal,
Adam's Family,
Are You Afraid of the Dark,
Terminator Dark Fate,
Charlie's Angels,
Lady and the Tramp,
Black Christmas,
The Watchmen.
And now these are in order of episodes that we have covered. So before we get into all of this, like I said, we've been doing this podcast for a year and a half. And I don't know if you, fun fact about this that you guys didn't know, but I edit all of the episodes and I choose our episode titles.
A good amount of them.
Of over 70 episodes, I've edited about 65 of them.
That sounds right.
So because of that, I get to name all of our episodes, and I'm going to do a little fun thing for not only the audience, but for Rolando. I'm going to say the title of the episode, and you're going to try and guess what we covered with it. Here we go. Devoted Fan Base.
Oh, I know that one. Ghostbusters.
Very good. Bing, ding, ding. Boxy Boobies.
Lara Croft's Tomb Raider.
Yes. Charles Law.
That's the Departed.
Yes.
Oh, all right. I'm doing a lot better than I thought I was going to be doing.
Get Yours.
Who did I recommend that someone get? Was it? No. Who did I recommend? Someone to Get Yours. I don't remember.
It was What Men Want and What Women Want.
Oh, it was. I thought it might have been that one. I wasn't sure. Okay.
How about Hope Is a Dangerous Thing?
Oh, Pet Sematary.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of an easy one. Defending the Movie.
Defending the Movie. Defending the Movie?
Mm-hmm.
Defending the Movie. No, I don't know. Eddie, any idea? No.
That was The Men in Black and Men in Black International.
Defending the Universe?
Yes, yes. How about Toxic Relationships?
Toxic Relationships. It's about... Was this not... Let me see. Hang on, I'm thinking. Arrested Development?
No.
What is it?
Child's Play.
Oh, okay.
So the relationship with the dolls.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite titles. Horrific, yet so satisfying.
Oh, Eddie, you're the one who actually said that line, I think.
No, you did.
Oh, me? Are mm-hmm. you sure?
Yes, I am sure.
Oh, Eddie did. Horrific. It was It.
Yes, it was It.
It.
Spaghetti Sauce.
Black Christmas.
Yes, very good. Okay. I think the other ones might give them away.
Yeah, so. So fair. Congratulations, right, cool. Rolando, you won.
Yeah, yay. You actually got them. Yay.
What did I win?
You won bragging rights. That you actually pay attention to the work that I do once the recording is over. Yay.
I just say so many of these titles myself. Like, usually it's just like very easy for me to remember my words. Yeah,
well, a lot of
give
them
credit
I said
where credit is due here. Right?
All right, so now we are going to divvy out some awards. And as usual, the first award we're going to go is to a performance. We're going to give out the award for the best performance by a dude in a remake, reboot, or revival property. And the nominees are...
Dude. And the nominees are Mina Massoud and Will Smith in Aladdin.
Chris Hemsworth in Men in Black International.
Mark Hamill in Child's Play.
Peter Skarsgård in It Chapter 2.
Joaquin Phoenix in Joker.
All right.
And the winner is...
It's Joaquin Phoenix and Joker.
Now, why did we think Joaquin Phoenix deserved the win?
Well, when we did our whole Joker episode and we compared all of the properties, you know, we really thought that Joaquin was the one who brought the sad but demented element to this character. And compared to some of the other ones who made them a little bit more goofy or bridged a little bit too on the line of diabolic, we thought that he really balanced it out. And if you want to hear more about our thoughts, listen to our episode, Avant-Garde Artist, Joker, where we had special guests, the Brotherhood of Batman on.
Yay,
the podcast.
Brotherhood of, we had guests.
Yes, yay.
All right. And now we are going to give out the award for best, our favorite performance by a lady. In a so men are dudes, but women are ladies. I just want to point the sexism out from whoever wrote these titles for these awards.
What's wrong with the word dude?
Dude is a horse.
You've never been referred to as dude or referred to anyone else as dude.
I'm sorry,
before?
Do I live in California?
Why are you stereotyping against Californians?
Because the other ones who say dude, not New Yorkers.
You've never spoken
you
the
say
word
bro.
Dude before. We said bro. So do you want to change it to bro?
No, they're not bros. They're not my bros. All right.
We could just keep it male and female.
Favorite performance by a lady in remakes, reboots, and or revival.
Yeah.
And your nominees are Emily Blunt in Mary Poppins Returns.
Taraji P. Henson in What Men Want.
Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson in The Hustle.
Tessa Thompson in Men in Black International.
Naomi Scott in Aladdin.
Liliana Rai in Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Mackenzie Davis, Natalia Reyes, Linda Hamilton in Terminator Dark Fate.
Regina King and Jean Smart in Watchmen.
Imogen Poots in The Black Christmas. What a name.
Imogen Poots, yes.
Imogen Poots.
Yes, now you will also notice that there's a few more ladies in it. That's because a lot of these films were turned female properties or, you know, just more women were starring in a lot of the things that we covered, we found, so. And the award goes to Regina King and Jean Smart in Watchmen. Now, why did they get this reward?
Oh, I mean, Regina King and Jean Smart do such heavy lifting in the show. And it's kind of unfair the fact that they have a show that they can like pull their work. We can like base their work off of. However, even though put that caveat aside, I think they gave such excellent performances, both as Angela Abar in Watchmen and as Laurie Blake,
yeah,
that they really breathed, oh, specifically Jean Smart, she breathed new life into a character that we already know,
yeah,
and as a result, it's just like, how could you? And she was just so sassy, she was just so, she was such a, they were both also two badass women, but I think one of the problems that we have noticed in some of these movies when they're trying to make these women badass, they kind of also make them like either, you know, too man-hatey. They become too flawed. They become almost like stereotypes, right?
Yes, yes.
And these two performances actually was able to avoid all of that.
Yeah.
And as a result, I think it's why they deserve the award.
I would say so, yes. All right, cool. So our next award will be given after this commercial break. 'Tis the season to be jolly and joyous and giving, guys. It's the holiday season. And please show your support this holiday season by supporting our lovely podcast.
Yeah, you could support us by donating today to our GoFundMe page. And you can find the links on our show notes. You'll find links on our Facebook pages. You could also find links on our Instagram. The link will be in the bio.
We are winter babies, too. So this will be a limited time offer from my birthday of December 6th.
Through January 17th, my birthday.
Yes, so our birthdays, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Epiphany,
Festivus, you know, whatever you celebrate.
Yes. If you've enjoyed our podcast and you're a listener and you want to help us out with getting maybe some better equipment, just to give you guys overall better quality episodes, we would really appreciate it this wonderful holiday season. All right, guys, now back to the show. Welcome back, everyone. Our next category is the couldn't hold a candle to the original remake, reboot, or revival of 2019. So we are going to say that these films just did not do justice to their original counterparts. And the nominees are The Twilight Zone,
The Lion King,
Men in Black International,
The Addams Family,
Charlie's Angels,
Lady and the Tramp,
and Black Christmas.
And the winner is The Lion King.
Now, this one it's a little bit might be confusing because it's literally a shot for shot remake of the original. But at the same time, it just, like we said in the episode, please be sure to revisit that one, Uncanny Valley, The Lion King, is that it felt empty. It felt devoid of everything that we felt from the original 1994 series, especially when you were changing it from a beautifully animated film to a very well done CGI film. It just, it lacks so much.
Well done. It's,
I mean, I can't do it. That's for sure.
Sure. I can't do a lot of things. It doesn't mean it's good. Right? Yeah. The CGI was okay. I think sometimes the reason we call the episode Uncanny Valley was literally because of the uncanny valley that it presents, right?
Yes,
where
yes.
I think by being too lifelike, you remove some of the emotions that the characters are supposed to portray that you can do in animation. And as a result, I think the film suffered heavily because of it.
I think so too. Yeah. So be sure to revisit that episode, guys.
Sure. I complain a lot.
Just like in every other episode. We're going to now reward the best and worst television remake, reboot, or revival of 2019. So this is what we think are the best and the worst in TV, okay? And the nominees are
Carmen Sandiego,
Arrested Development,
The Twilight Zone,
Rocko's Modern Life,
The Dark Crystal,
Are You Afraid of the Dark,
and Watchmen.
And the award for the best TV remake, reboot, or revival of 2019 goes to The Dark Crystal. We really enjoyed this. Go visit our episode Muppets Be Dying, The Dark Crystal, and how we really thought that, one, this surprised us. We did not think we would enjoy it as much as we did. Eddie Z talked about how it filled the Game of Thrones hole in his heart. And Rolando, who didn't like the original quite a lot, I liked the original. No. We just felt like this put it a lot into perspective. It revisited an old Jim Henson property that we thought was a very touching tribute to his legacy. Mm-hmm. And it was just overall very well done.
Indeed it was. And the award for worst remake, reboot, or revival in the category of television belongs to The Twilight Zone.
Yes.
What is there to say about The Twilight Zone other than, wow, talk about trying so hard to like kind of recapture the magic of the original one and failing spectacularly.
Yeah.
You can give me all the callbacks imaginable. That doesn't mean I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
And I'm still mad at whoever wrote this one. I'm actually not going to blame Jordan Peele because, as we learned, he's not necessarily a writer. He's just the host.
Yeah.
But that's, you know what? I'm also going to call them out because it's like, don't give me this BS that he, because the implication of having him as a host, I'm angry again. The implication of him being the host is that he wrote it.
Yeah. And then you expect it to be Jordan Peele level of goodness, and it just simply wasn't.
No.
It was okay.
So, you know what? Also, shame on you, Jordan Peele, for misleading me like that.
Yeah. How dare you have your name attached to that for the money?
I can't. That's my complaint on the Twilight Zone. What episode was that?
That was The Monsters on Beale Street.
Oh, that's
the Twilight Zone.
That's right. I messed up the title. The Monsters of Beale Street.
Yes. We covered that, I think, back in April. So be sure to listen to that one. All right, now we come to a big category, the best and the worst in remakes, reboots, and revivals of film of 2019. We have 16 nominees here because we covered quite a lot of movies that were original properties this year.
Because, spoiler alert, movies are easier to cover than TV shows.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And the nominees are Mary Poppins Returns,
What Men Want,
Dumbo,
Pet Sematary,
The Hustle,
Aladdin,
Men in Black International,
Child's Play,
The Lion King,
It Chapter 2,
Joker,
The Addams Family,
Terminator Salvation,
Charlie's Angels,
Lady and the Tramp,
Black Christmas.
The award for the best remake, reboot, or revival in the category of film goes to Aladdin. Are you guys shocked? Did you think it was going to be Joker? I think some of us thought it was going to be too, but we went with Aladdin for a very particular reason. Aladdin at the end.
I didn't end up going to Aladdin, but I actually went to Joker. But Nicole makes a very good point about why Joker should not have won that one. Why was that?
Well, because it wasn't technically a remake, a reboot, or a revival of
and
any
yet
particular
it was covered
property
on our show.
Well, because we did the character, which is why it went to performance, guys. So for this though, Aladdin was a remake of the 1992 animated film that we all grew up and loving and watching, but there was things about it that, you know, maybe could have been changed, didn't really need to be changed, but could have. And when we got the film, out of all of the Disney films, we actually thought it was the most satisfying, the most enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And we thought that the things that they ended up did fixing were actually good. We didn't have a problem with it. We thought the performances were great. The film, the way it was shot was, you know, whatever. But we enjoyed the fact that they put people of Middle Eastern identity in that film. We hadn't really seen that before. So they kind of pandered to us in all the right ways.
They, I don't know if they pandered. They were trying to correct the problems, but we have complained about this in the past. There's a problem with overcorrecting.
Yeah.
And because they didn't necessarily overcorrect as much as they were just like trying to tell the story organically using like
yes.
the right people, the right setting, it doesn't feel like pandering.
Yes.
It just feels like, you know, just trying to tell a appropriate story.
Yes.
And it had some great performances.
Definitely. From
Mina Massoud, who I actually thought was one of my winners for best male performance. You had Will Smith's Genie, who, while it pales in comparison to Robin Williams, I think he still made it his own.
Yeah, Naomi Scott was great as Jasmine. Jasmine yeah. was great in this movie. So
yeah. So
we also want to point out that there are a couple movies that we're going to be covering next year that came out technically this year, like, say, Little Women, or a television show like, say, His Dark Materials. We just weren't able to do in 2019, so that will be considered in our 2020 episode.
Oh, you're confusing the people.
Yeah, well, whatever. Now, the award for the worst.
And the award for the worst remake, reboot, or revival in the category of film goes to...
It's a tie.
It's a tie?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a tie.
It's a tie.
It is a tie. Surprise,
because there were bad ones.
It is Men in Black International.
Mm-hmm.
And...
The Lion King.
Now, I fought hard to get The Lion King on this list because I think this movie is such an abysmal disappointment.
Yes, you really got to listen to that episode to see how much
and
you didn't
like
it.
Here is why I actually think this movie belongs both in Doesn't Hold a Candle and Worst.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I think it makes it so much worse is because like they had such an opportunity with the cast. Mm. And Jon Favreau scored actual gold.
With Beyonce.
No, I'm talking about like The Lion King. He actually did such a good job with The Lion King. Not The Lion King, I'm sorry. The Jungle Book. That it's just like, how did he mess this up so stupendously?
Mm.
And that's why I believe it is the worst. When I found out that it was him and you find out the cast, I'm just like, oh shit, I'm getting excited. And it dashed all my dreams. Why did we pick also the Men in Black International?
Well, because we really rushed to get that movie done. You know, we had done a lot of movies. We saw it like on a weekend, on a Saturday night or a Sunday morning or something. You know, We worked hard to get you guys this, and when we went to the movies and we saw this, we were just nothing but disappointed. It wasn't even a good popcorn film. It was just a complete waste of time. It had a lot of potential by doing some things a little differently, and it just sucked on all levels. The Men in Black franchise deserved better for being good popcorn films, not bad ones.
I think the problem with it also was just like it had two great leading cast members, and it just squandered it.
Yeah, no chemistry, just a lot of problems.
Despite the fact that they have good chemistry in Thor Ragnarok. I just want to point that out. Like, as actors, they have good chemistry.
Yes.
It was just the script was lacking.
So be sure to visit our episode, Defending the Movie, where I accuse Rolando of defending the franchise when it didn't need to be defended. So, the last category that we are going to be divvying out will be the most needed remake, reboot, revival property of 2019. But before we do that, if you follow us on social media, you will know that on our Instagram and on our Facebook, we held a contest for you guys to pick what your favorite remake, reboot, or revival property of 2019 was.
We held up a poll.
We held up a poll.
No one was winning anything.
Well, we just want your guys' voices to be heard, okay? That's, you guys, your voices get to be heard. That's enough of a win, okay?
Okay.
But, yeah, so hopefully, you know, we put up all 22 things we covered. And if you voted, you partook in this. So, Rolando, do you want to tell us what the winner for the Audience Award Remake, Reboot, Revival 2019 went to?
It's technically a tie between It and Joker.
Really?
It's a tie between It and Joker. I'm surprised at like how many people liked It.
Yeah, me too.
So there's a tie. Yeah,
We can't speak for you guys as to why you picked that, but you did.
Yeah, I could imagine why. Well, it wasn't. I'm surprised It, to be honest, over Dark Crystal, but I guess not many people watched the Netflix show.
Yeah.
It hasn't been confirmed as of the recording for a second season yet, so.
Yeah, guys, come on. Let's, you know, we helped get One Day at a Time back on the air, so let's get a second season for Dark Crystal.
We most certainly did. Any chance I got to speak about that show, I did.
Yes. That was another great episode, guys. We didn't consider it because it wasn't a new property of 2019, but listen to our One Day at a Time episode titled Millennials Don't Watch Sitcoms. Is that true? I don't think so. That's why I named it that episode. So.
You named it, but I think it's a sitcom is, you're thinking, I'm thinking.
Oh, let's not get into this.
Multi-camera shows.
Situational comedies is what defines a sitcom, not the amount of cameras.
No. But people are, you know what?
We're not going to get into our episode.
People do watch sitcoms is what I'm saying. They don't watch this old format of, that's what's not resonating with people anymore.
So now our last category. And if you listen to our show, which we hope you do, every episode we pretty much ended on, was this property needed? And we picked a top five that we think are among the most needed remade, reboot, or revivaled properties of 2019.
And the nominees are Aladdin,
Rocko's Modern Life,
The Dark Crystal,
Terminator, Dark Fate,
Watchmen.
Okay, so these are films that we really enjoyed and had some of the best responses from us in our episodes, and that's why we typed it down to this top five. And the award goes to
Watchmen by HBO.
So we just covered this a couple of days ago. This was our last reviewed piece of 2019. We had a guest star on it and everything. And we really thought that Watchmen breathed new life into this old 1985 graphic novel. It surpassed the film in terms of an adaptation of it. Mm-hmm. And we definitely think that the commentary that it spoke on, identity, and just the overall conversation that it evoked within us made it the most needed property of 2019. Anything else you want to add?
I mean, I was surprised at how much it was needed in 2019. If you think about our socio and political atmosphere that we are in right now, mm-hmm. this show touched upon so much.
Yes.
And at the same time, it touches upon it without necessarily, there's no hostility. They're not condemning anyone. They are just showing you, it's just like, this is right now, like, this is the world we're kind of living in right now. Yes, there are bad guys in the show, but like in and of itself, it's not necessarily saying, it's just like, it's not making, the show itself does not make a judgment. Mm-hmm. I think the show is just like kind of pointing things out.
Yeah.
And I think without a doubt, it was the most needed remake, reboot, or revival of 2019.
Yes.
And it was a wonderful surprise.
It really was.
I mean, talk about ending a year on such a high note when I was so disappointed in the properties that we were watching like the last few months.
Yeah.
You know, there was like, a lot of bad becoming ones there. Very, very dismayed with like the whole idea of adapt of remaking and reboots and revivals, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's just like they're not introducing anything new. And then suddenly we end it on this show
on such a high note.
That really says it's just like we're giving you something new while still feeding into your need of nostalgia and knowing things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so definitely. Yeah. So here are some episodes that we did not cover in this award season because they came out in a different year. We did the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. We also covered One Day at a Time. We did a fun Valentine's episode of Love Affair and Affair to Remember and Love Affair. We covered The Jungle Book. We also covered... Book was, yes.
Okay,
so. We covered for the Pride Month of June, we did La Caja Falls and The Birdcage.
Great movies.
And we did really special episodes where we had music covers. We did one back in February for the Grammys with Ryan Liatsis of Schwizz.
Schwizz is his band.
Yes. And then we did a Christmas covers episode with Broadway performer Nicole Lippi. So be sure to listen to some of these episodes, guys.
They should be on iTunes.
Yes. Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. We really enjoyed 2019 and remakes, reboots, and revivals for the most part. And we are glad to be giving you another full year of remakes, reboots, and revivals in the brand new decade of 2020.
Yes. Now, I know you guys heard in the commercial our request for, you know, donations for the remainder of the year and stuff. And I just want to point out to everybody, hey, thank you all for who donated.
Yes, thank you so much.
We actually hit our threshold. And if, you know, this holiday season is over, no more gifts. But if you're saving your money for booze, I understand. We're running this all the way up until my birthday, this fundraiser.
Yeah.
January 17th. So, you know, if you want to throw me a birthday bone, by all means, donate to the podcast. Everyone, thank you. Have a happy new year.
Happy new year.
And until then, stay unoriginal.